Title: Bass Modulation Scenes from Scratch for 90s Rave Flavor Intermediate. Alright, let's build a bass that actually moves like 90s jungle and drum and bass. Not just here's a patch, but a bass that flips character like you're riding a mixer. Different filter attitudes, different wob speeds, different amounts of crunch, and those quick performance style moments that make sections feel alive. In this lesson, you're going to build what I like to call a modulation scene machine inside Ableton Live. The big idea is simple. Instead of drawing automation for 20 different synth knobs and turning your session into spaghetti, we're going to map the important movement controls to macros and only automate the macros. Clean, fast, musical, and totally repeatable. We'll create four scenes. Scene A, clean roll, stable and controlled. Scene B, 90s wob, obvious movement, but not modern bra step. Scene C, rave bite, more teeth in the mids, sharper energy. Scene D, breakdown or fill, big exaggerated motion to transition and reset. Before we touch any devices, set your tempo to the drum and bass zone, 170 to 175 BPM. I'll assume 174, but anything in that range works. And set up an 8-bar loop to start. This matters because automation logic is way easier when you're thinking in phrases instead of single bars. Now write a simple rolling bass MIDI clip. Keep it intentionally basic, because the modulation is going to provide the excitement. Take a root note, like A, and maybe sprinkle in the fifth, E. Use some syncopated eighth notes with little gaps so the kick and snare can breathe. Think, rolling, not busy. Okay, step one. We build the core bass with layers. We're going to split the job into a sub-layer and a mid-layer. This is a classic DNB move, and it's crucial for control. The sub stays stable while the mids do the talking. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass Rack. First, the sub. Drop an operator. Set the algorithm to A only, and set oscillator A to a sine wave. Start around minus 6 dB so you're not blasting the chain. Now, here's a subtle but important detail. Pure sine is sometimes too polite. You want just a hint of harmonic content so the bass reads on smaller speakers without destroying the low-end contract. So either bring an osc B very quietly, also a sine, or use operators dry very gently. The vibe is sub that translates, not distorted sub. After operator, at EQ 8, high pass at about 25 to 30 Hz, nice and steepish. That's cleanup. And if your low mids get cloudy later, you can do a small dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but keep that optional for now. Now the mid layer. We're going to use Wavetable, but inside an instrument rack so we can separate chains. Group operator into an instrument rack. Open the chain list, make sure you can see chains. Rename the operator chain to SUB. Then create a second chain and call it MID. Drop Wavetable on the MID chain. In Wavetable, start with basic shapes on OSC 1 and aim toward a squarish tone. Leave OSC 2 off for the moment. Set unison to two voices and keep the amount around 20 to 35%. We want width and attitude, not instant EDM supersaw. Turn on the filter in Wavetable. LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz to start. Don't stress the exact number because we're going to automate this constantly. Add a bit of filter drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to give it that forward, slightly rude midrange. After Wavetable on the MID chain, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, and pull the output down so it matches. This is one of those sounds boring until the drums are in devices, but it's key for that era-appropriate density. Now add auto filter after the saturator, still on the MID chain. Yes, it's a second filter, and that's on purpose. This is part of the old-school layering mentality. You shape tone in stages. Hick band pass if you want that talky, cutting rave edge, or low pass if you want it rounder. Set resonance around 0.6 to 1.2. This auto filter is going to be a major modulation lever. Cool. Now let's glue the bass after the rack. On the main track, add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We are not trying to smash the bass. We're just catching the moments when modulation makes it spike. Then add EQ 8. This is your safety EQ. You might do a tiny low shelf trim if the sub is too hot. And later, once you start opening filters and driving mids, you'll probably find one annoying resonance to notch. Common zones are 350 to 600 Hz for boxiness, or 1.5 to 3 kHz for harsh bite. We'll come back to that. Then add a limiter. Set the ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. This is not for loudness. This is for the LFO did something weird and now I have a random spike protection. Now we turn this into the scene machine. Go back into the instrument rack and map the parameters that actually matter. Here are the 8 macros we'll use. The exact mapping matters less than the concept, but this set is really workable. Macro 1. Sub-level. Map it to the SUB chain volume. Macro 2. Mid-level. Map it to the MID chain volume. Macro 3. LP sweep. Map it to wave eatable filter frequency. Macro 4. Rezo. Map it to wave eatable filter resonance. Macro 5. Wob rate. Map it to auto filter LFO rate on the MID chain. Macro 6. Wob amount. Map it to auto filter LFO amount. Macro 7. Drive. Map it to the saturator drive on the MID chain. Macro 8. Byte EQ. Put an EQ8 on the MID chain or after the rack, your choice, and map a bell gain at around 1.2 kHz, Q around 1.0, plus or minus 6 dB. Now, important coach moment. Macro range discipline is the difference between pro and chaotic. After you map, immediately open macro mapping and set sensible ranges. Don't skip this. If you leave full ranges, you'll automate into ugly zones and spend your whole day hunting for what went wrong. Set LP sweep, so the minimum is around 150 to 250 Hz, and the maximum is around 3 to 6 kHz. Keep it musical. Set Rezo from about 0.3 up to around 1.4. You can go higher, but that's where whistling and pain live. Set Wob rate from 1/8 up to 1/32. You can include triplets if you want that swagger. 1/8T or 1/16T can be golden jungle. Set Wob amount from 0 up to about 60 to 80%. Full chaos is rarely useful. Set drive from about 2 dB up to around 12 dB. Now loop your bass pattern and actually test the macros. Turn each one from minimum to maximum and listen. If any point sounds like instant trash, narrow the range right now. The goal is safe extremes so you can draw automation quickly and confidently. Alright, now we build the 4 scenes using automation lanes. And here's the rule. Treat scenes like performance snapshots, not sound design experiments. Scene A is your home sound. Everything else is a variation that adds one clear idea. If a scene requires changing 7 or 8 macros just to function, that's not a scene, that's a different patch. Keep it disciplined. Go to arrangement view. Press it to show automation, and automate only the macros. Don't touch the individual device lanes unless you absolutely have to. Scene A. Clean roll, bars 1 through 8. This is your stable section under tight drums. Set LP sweep in the low mid zone, around 250 to 600 Hz. Rezo low, about 0.3 to 0.6. Wob rate at 1/16 feels good for movement, without obvious wob theatrics. Wob amount around 10 to 25%. Drive light, 2 to 4 dB. Byte EQ around 0, maybe plus 1 dB if it needs a little presence. Listen to how this feels. You want it to roll confidently without stealing attention from the drums. If your sub feels like it's wobbling, double check you're only modulating the MID chain. That's the whole point of the split. Scene B. 90s wob. Bars 9 through 16. Now we make the movement obvious, but still jungle correct. Open LP sweep more, like 500 Hz up toward 1.5 kHz. You can do a ramp, or you can do step changes every bar for that old hardware switch vibe. Rezo up to about 0.7 to 1.0. Wob rate. Try 1/8 for the big classic wob. Or, if you want that triplet swagger, test 1/8T or 1/16T. Wob amount. 35 to 55%. Drive, 4 to 7 dB. Byte EQ, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Teacher tip here, make sure scene boundaries respect the groove. Hard macro jumps tend to feel best right on bar lines, or on beat 3 right after the snare. If you switch mid-beat randomly, it can feel like the bass tripped. Scene C. Rave byte, bars 17 through 24. This is where you bring the teeth. More aggressive mid-range, sharper edge. LP sweep higher. Roughly 1.2 to 4 kHz. Be careful. The more open you go, the more you reveal harshness. Rezo higher too, around 1.0 to 1.3. Stop if you hear whistling. Wob rate can speed up. Automate from 1/16 toward 1/32 across a couple bars, or just lock it to 1/32 for a buzzier motion. Wob amount. Interestingly, you often want less than you think here, like 25 to 45%. Because the open filter already makes it feel intense. Drive, 7 to 12 dB. Byte EQ, plus 3 to plus 5 dB, but be ready to tame it with EQ if it bites too hard. And one more coaching note. If scene C feels louder, don't fix it by crushing the limiter. Usually you just pull the MID level down slightly in that scene, or you reduce the drive range, or you notch a harsh peak around 2 to 3 kHz. Keep your low-end contract consistent across scenes. Scene D. Breakdown or fill, bars 25 through 32. This is your transition tool. The goal is drama and reset without rewriting the entire sound. Automate LP sweep as a long ramp from low to high over several bars, then do a quick cut down at the last beat. Automate wob rate from 1/8 gradually toward 1/32 over 4 to 8 bars for that accelerating modulation tension. Wob amount, 50 to 70%. Drive moderate, 4 to 8 dB, but dip it near the end so the next drop feels clean again. And here's a very 90s trick. Near the end, automate mid-level down for negative space, but keep the sub steady. That little removal makes the return hit harder. Also, classic jungle reset move. In the last half bar, slam LP sweep down and kill wob amount. It feels like a DJ just grabbed the mixer and snapped everything back into place. Now, let's keep the automation readable. Use steps for scene changes, ramps for build-ups, and S-curves for natural sweeps. And if you get clicks on hard jumps, don't blur everything with long ramps. Do micro ramps, literally 10 to 40 milliseconds right at the change. You keep the switch impact but lose the pop. Drop locators too, a clean, B-wob, C-byte, D-fill. That's not just organization, that's speed later when you're arranging. Optional, but very authentic. Add slight 90s instability to the MID chain only. Try chorus ensemble on the MID chain. Chorus mode, rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, amount 10 to 25%, mix 10 to 20%. Sub stays clean. Mid gets that hardware live shimmer. Or use shifter in pitch mode. Find a tune plus or minus 5 to 12 cents, mix 5 to 15%. Sub stays locked. Mid gets a little haunted. Now a couple advanced ideas just to level up your workflow. First, two-tier control. Make a new macro called intensity. Map at least four things to it. For example, drive up, LP opens slightly, wob amount increases, and mid-level comes down a hair to compensate so it doesn't just get louder. Then you can automate scenes with your core macros and automate intensity as one evolving lane. This is how you get movement that feels intentional over 8 or 16 bars. Second, stutter moments for rave edits. Put beat repeat on the MID chain only. Map a macro so that at low values it's basically off, and at high values it gives you a 1/16 or 1/32 stutter. Automate it for one beat at the end of an 8 or 16 bar phrase. Instant old school edit energy, and your sub stays solid. Third, notch talk. Put an EQ8 before distortion on the MID chain. Make a narrow bell. Boost it a bit, and map the frequency to a macro called Talk Freak, then automate it with short-stepped moves, not smooth sweeps. This audio version is shortened for playback.